Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Erev Hillel, Bemeir Yechiel Mechro, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha, and of course learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored in the memory of the aforementioned Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mecho. Now, David HaMelech dedicated his entire life to the goal of bringing mankind back to the status of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, Adam HaRishon before sin. And so therefore he told him to prepare for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaMoriah, because that's where Adam HaRishon was created. And that's what David HaMelech sings, Mi Ala Bahar Hashem U Mi Yakum Bimkom Kadsho, in today's Kapitel Chav Dalet. He begins by saying, who's going to go up the mountain of Hashem? Who can stand in His holy place? Only it's somebody who is Niki Kapayim Uvar Levav, somebody whose hands are clean and whose heart is pure. The Medrash Socher Tova mentions that David wrote four Kapitlach that was capable of being written by Adam HaRishon, and this is one of them. And this was composed, as he's singing today, when he bought the Makom HaMikdash from Aravna HaYavusi. At that time, he put up a temporary Mizbeach, and he brought the Karbanos of Hodah, as identified in Shmuel Beis, and he felt that this kapitel would be recited on the day that the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated. And for that reason, it gets recited when we put the Sefer Torah back to the Aron HaKodesh. It's a certain sense that this is the place where the Aron is going to go to. V'nucho Yomar, as we say, it's as the Aron comes to rest that we take on a certain awareness. Shuv Hashem Revavos Alfei Yisrael. So fundamental is this kapitel that on the day of the birth of the world, the day Adam HaRishon was created, it's the first mizmor that we offer on Rosh Hashanah. It also happens to be the mizmor shir of the first day of the week, which is, of course, the beginning of the world. And so we begin David mizmor la Hashem aretzu meloa tevel v'yoshveva. David sings a song and he says, Hashem is the earth and all of its fullness, the inhabited land and those who dwell with it. Meaning, the entire world is Hashem, of course, according to the Radak. Of course, according to Rashi, it refers to Haaretz. The Aretz is Eretz Yisrael. Umloa, on the first day of the week, the Levium used to sing La Hashem Aretz Umloa, which teaches us that Hashem took possession of the world himself for the sake of giving it to mankind. He still remains the master of the world. And Rashi highlights this in based on Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Aleph as well. Ki hu al yamim yasada ve'al naharos yechonenah. He founded the world upon the seas. At first, the entire world was created with water, and it was covered in water until part of it became dry land. So al yamim, it means the habitable land was placed upon the waters. Valdarosichonanani established it upon rivers. The Gemara interprets this as the four rivers of Eretz Yisrael: the Kichon, the Gichon, the Pras, etc. All of those lands are set aside. As we mentioned, beginning from this pasuk and onward, he's going to talk about the uniqueness of the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. And so, although all of the earth's inhabitants are creations of Hashem, not all of us are able to get close to Hashem. So he says, who's going to be able to ascend that mountain, and who's going to be able to stay there? It's a Chazal are very quick to point out that it's one thing to be able to have a momentary spike whereby we're able to go up the mountain. But a bigger challenge is, Mi Akum Bimkom Kadsho, who's going to be able to stay there in the great place of Hashem? Niki Kapayim Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa L'Shav Nafshi V'Lo Nishba L'Mirma. It's only one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who never swore in vain by the soul, and nor has he taken an oath deceitfully. He says, speaking for Hashem in the first person, he says the first prerequisite of a person be able to be Olal Har Hashem is that he has to have integrity. And he also says that he also has to have no impure ideas or beliefs, says the Malbim. And he never expressed himself in a foreign way, and he never swore falsely. The person has been found flawless in three major areas. He is in his speech, in his thought, and in his action. So such a person, Yisa Baracha Me'es Hashem, such a person will receive a blessing from Hashem because he didn't lift up Hashem's name in vain. So he deserves to be lift up for a bracha, Utzdakam Elokei Yisho, and of course he deserves kindness from Hashem's salvation. This person can expect Hashem to give him whatever will serve his welfare, for this person looks to Hashem that way, says Rosham Shem Rafal of Ursh. Zedor Dor Shem Mevakshei Panach HaYakov Sal. This is the generation of those who seek Him, Zeh, this person, and those who embody him are completely dedicated to seeking out Hashem, says Rashi. Ibn Ezra adds that David HaMelech is now speaking to the generation which followed his, where the people were able to go up that mountain. Raise up your heads, O gates, and be uplifted, your everlasting entrances. David HaMelech speaks to the gates allegorically, so to speak, as though they were about to go ahead and be opening for your king. Upon the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron had no permanent place. Now as it goes through the gates, in order to find their place into the Kodesh HaKadashim, it's Pisrei Olam. It's referred to as the gates that will be there forever. So, V'yavo Melech HaKavod, so the Pesukim ask, the gates ask, who is this that we're supposed to pay homage and stand up for? Mizeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Yizozu Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. Who is the king of Gavod? Hashem is the mighty and strong, Hashem the strong in the battle. David HaMelech gives an answer to the question, and as the Radak says, he describes Hashem, who, so to speak, is Allah Kaporis, Mivein Shnei HaKeruvim, he dwells in the Aron HaKodesh. He says Hashem is always there, and so Su'usham Rashechem Musupischei Olam Biavo Melech HaKavod. Raise up your heads, O gates, and raise up your everlasting entrances. The repetition over here describes the fact that the Aron was going to be removed from the Kodesh HaKadosh and then be returned later through the same gates. And it was not returned in Bayis Sheni, says the Gemara, so it must mean that it's going to come back in Yemos HaMashiach, says the Ibn Ezra. And Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod, who is the one who is this Melech HaKavod? Hashem Tzivakos. It's Hashem, who is now the master of legions. And beforehand, he was referred to as Izuz Gibor Melchama, but not anymore. Now he's being referred to differently. He's the king of Kavod because he gives Kavod to all those who fear him. And so it should be for us, as we complete this capital, may we make that our focus. Let us lift up our heads and look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our lives. Have a great and wonderful day.